Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing, man?
I'll tell you what's happening. It's Friday, and I'm doing great because it's time for, hey, bud.
Yes.
Jenna, hi.
Hello, how are you two?
We are good. Our favorite bud, Jenna, is back with us. It's been a little bit, obviously, the crazy world that we're living in. We have to adjust things. Now we're on Zoom, and we're doing it this way, and we're on
air. So much to talk about. It's been so long, and I'm really excited.
It has been.
The worst part about this pandemic, actually, I don't want to misspeak, but one of the things I miss the most is you coming into the studio with delicious drinks and regaling us with all the latest stuff going on. But this is what we're going to have to settle for. It's better than nothing. So let's get right to it. Obviously, the holidays are here, which usually means some holiday specialties. What do you got going on right now with Bud Distributing?
Yeah, so we have so many things going on in the world that we're in. Just so many choices. We have some really fun ciders right now. Caramel Apple is something that Blake Cider just released. We have a ton of just Christmas ales coming out. But mainly what I want to talk about today is that Rochester Mills, their 12 milkshake stouts of Christmas are coming out launching November 1st. Nice. So that's just a few short weeks away. So I wanted to give everybody a sneak peek of the awesome 12 flavors that will be in that variety pack.
Now, you said 12 milkshake stouts. That is correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's mouth-wateringly delicious to hear. If that's a word, I'm going to put it out there. Okay, so tell us a little bit about these stouts, these specialty drinks that people can get.
Yes, so their flagship is a milkshake stout, a very easy, sessionable stout. And a few years back, they had the grand idea of, you know, around Christmas time or just seasonally, they would do like really fun holiday flavors. So originally it was just on tap. And then as they just had such a demand for it, they started making a 12-pack variety pack that you can purchase in your favorite local, you know, store, grocery store, C-store, you know, packaged liquor store. And let me tell you, they've got some really fun holiday-themed flavors this year.
What do they got? Hit us with. Now, are these new ones? Or are these ones that they've had before?
They've had a few of them before. Every year, they always pride themselves on having new and, I guess, different, unique ones. So I'll go through the list. So bear with me. There's 12. So leading off.
We got you. You can do this all day. We're fine with that. So,
so leading off, there is Peanut Butter Cup Milkshake Stout. Then they have their Imperial. So essentially that means it's like a double. So every recipe is double. It's a little bit heavier. It's a little bit more chocolatey. It's delicious. I've had that one before. And this one's new, and I'm really excited about this, is King Cake. So anyone from the South who celebrates Mardi Gras or just knows anything about that, the delicious King Cake they celebrate Fat Tuesday with, that's a flavor this year.
I got to have King Cake for the first time because we did that with another business we partner with, and the fact that you've made it now drinkable is even better. So
yes, fantastic. I love King Cake. And if you find the baby, you're like the king for the year or whatever the
yeah, right.
in the cake. I don't know what is the baby in this can.
How would you describe it? Can you describe it? Because I've never had it.
Yeah, so it's like a very nice more like a obviously like a yellow type cake, and then it has like a kind of almost like a cream cheese like a frosting, if you will, and then usually they have like tons of sprinkles. There's usually like a little bit of cinnamon flavor in there, and usually they do like the purple, the yellow, and the green sprinkles to celebrate the Mardi Gras colors.
Nice and delicious. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
All right. Keep ripping through them there. What do we got next?
All right. So number four is English Toffee. So I'm a huge toffee fan, so I'm excited about that. They have the Imperial Java, so basically coffee. So any coffee lover, there's your milkshake stout. Then you have the Michigan Maple. So again, I'm assuming they're using Michigan, you know, maple syrup, some kind of, you know, extract that's going to be delicious. That one's new. Then we have gingerbread. Now, I'm not a huge fan of gingerbread, but I know many are, and it's a great holiday flavor. They have chocolate chip pancake this year.
That Cripes. Is
yes. Wow. Yeah. And then,
Lord.
I know. Then they have Imperial Triple Layer Decadence. So I'm assuming that's going to be like a triple chocolate cake type, deliciousness. And then Red Velvet, which they've had before, and they actually made that a seasonal last 2 years ago. So it definitely was a success. I'm a huge Red Velvet cake person myself.
You brought that in. And, didn't you bring that
yes,
in?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. In our old days, we actually sat across from one another.
Oh, yeah, remember, the good that. Old days when we got I to know. Drink in the morning. It was great.
And then double chocolate. And they have revised this formula according to their sell sheet to make it a little bit more chocolatey than it was last year. So if you've had it from last year, this one's going to be hit you in the face with some more chocolate. And then last but not least, and I know this is a huge fall winter type flavor, is the salted caramel.
Oh,
yes. Sometimes you wonder if there's heaven on earth, and what you just listed off, I think, is about the closest we're going to get to it. That is unbelievable. So now the question is, when are these going to be available for us to indulge in for the holiday season?
Yeah, so I'm super excited. We're only a few short weeks away. This is launching November 1st. So we will have it first out in the market that day. So that whole week, wherever you go to buy your products, just keep looking out for it. If you see it, definitely grab it. It's a beautiful package. It's something you can give as a gift. They even have like a to from label for Christmas. So if you're coming to a party or doing something like that.
Oh, nice.
It's just a really fun thing. Yeah, so it's beautiful.
Is it packaged as a 12-pack with each – which one of each beer? Is that how it's packed? Oh, nice.
Yep, it's packaged as a 12-pack, so you literally get 12 different beers.
Oh, that's killer. Yeah, that is a great gift. That's awesome. Hunter, I'll get you one, and you can get me one.
Nah, you get mine first. How about that?
I'm going to trust you with that. There's no way. There's no way.
That is awesome. And then I have to mention as well, we have one local restaurant, if you will, in Niles, Brass Eye. They sell a lot of great to-go beers as well, but they are doing, and they have in the past, they will have these on tap, releasing one each day in December. So they will list or release one of these on tap. So they'll have all 12 on tap at some point, rotating through those. So we're really excited about that. Like I said, I love, these beers in general, but trying them on draft is always a different experience. So if you're in the Niles area in December, make sure you check out their their Facebook page, the Brass Eye Lounge in Niles. They will have them on tap in December.
That is just fantastic. And I'm starting to feel all cozy and holiday-y. So this is a perfect way to usher that in.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to do right now, Jenna? Digitally cheers you a beer for a happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. I'm not going to lie. This birthday, you would have thought I turned like 30 or 40 or something like really big. So I feel like I had a party like 5 days in a row.
Nice. Here. It means you got good friends.
Great friends, great husband, great times. So,
well, we owe you a birthday beer that next time we're able to all get together, we'll crack open a couple responsibly, of course. But
let's do it.
This is great. Well, good. Everyone, look for these amazing holiday beers on the shelves November 1st and just brighten up someone's holiday, even if it's your own. You can buy gifts for yourself, and this would be a perfect one.
And of course, sounds like me when I go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, exactly. Right. One for me, one for you, one for me, one for you. If you missed anything, check out WIRX.com. I'll have this all posted on there as well, so you can find out more, hear more about the selection, and I really just want to get out there. Awesome. Well, this has been great. Jenna, we miss you, and it's great.
I miss you too. Thank you so much for having me. And you guys, I hope everything's well with you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Of course, this has been your Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.
And we'll be back.